Here's approaching the 40-yard line. They're on about the 38-yard line. They need to get to the 41 for a first down. Fremont breaks their huddle. Shotgun set. Just one running back in the backfield this time with Dalton. Two wide receivers to his left. Checks the team. Takes the high snap. Hands off. Going around the right side. Another good hole. Has a first down. He was able to squeak through there. I think that was Brooks Eiler again.
It was Eiler. And Eiler has real good vision. He's able to see that hole right away and get right to it. Up to the 44.
That's the second first down of the drive out to the 44-yard line. Approaching midfield, Tigers have a little something working here on the ground with 9:06 to play here in the opening quarter.
And Eiler has 18 yards on his first three carries.
Shotgun formation, a running back to either side of Dalton. Wide receiver to either side. Takes a snap. Hands off, first guy up the middle, gets to the outside. That's going to be Eiler again. Has about five, gets upended right as he approached midfield. He'll be brought down at the 49-yard line. So a good run there of about 5 yards.
Yeah.
And looked like it was going to maybe be more.
Yeah, great open field tackle there by Ashton Blakeman, the defensive back senior for Papillion to Vista South. I mean, when is a gain of five, but if he doesn't make that tackle, it's a big gain.
Second down and five for the Tigers, approaching midfield at the 49-yard line. Opening possession of the ball game. Kickoff went out of the back of the end zone. The Tigers started at their own 20-yard line. Now they're at the 49. 8:18 to play in the first. Shotgun snap. Handoff in the backfield. In trouble. Gaping tacklers. Doesn't get much, but Devarius Bell gains a couple yards despite the first defender getting him about a yard back in the backfield.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Bell to get something out of what looked like it was going to be a 2-yard loss. Instead, it's a 3-yard gain.
Looks like a couple of wide receivers checking in on third and two. 7:50 left to play in the opening quarter. Here's another big third down for the Tiger offense.
It is Bell back there again with Dalton.
Shotgun set, two wide receivers to the wide side of the field. Takes a snap. Dalton running to the right to get in the quarterback keeper. He's just looking for some space, and he's going to be close. He falls forward.
I think he got it.
Out to the 46-yard line of Papillion La Vista South, and that's right where he needed to get. They're going to maybe measure it. That's not a good spot.
That wasn't a good spot.
It's going to be
spot.
About a half yard short if that's where they're really going to put it. They're not going to measure it. Fourth and a half yard. The offense might just stay out there. So fourth and a half yard at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, it's really at about the 46 and a quarter yard line, and they need to get it to the 46.
Midway through the first quarter here. See if they try to drive him off. They're going to have Dalton line up under center. Takes a snap, pushes forward, didn't get much.
No. Oh,
did someone call?
Okay.
We called a timeout.
Okay, I thought it was going to be a false start. We'll take the timeout and talk about it.
Timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Still a scoreless ball game here with 6:50 to play in the opening quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Hi, this is Deb Baker, owner and provider of Skin Envy Dermatology. Did you know 1 in 3 teenagers will suffer from acne? At Skin Envy Dermatology in Fremont, I will work with you to customize the right treatment. The goal of acne treatment is to heal existing lesions, stop new lesions from forming, and prevent acne scars. Skin Envy is a patient-centered dermatology clinic. Visit skinenvydermatology.com or call 402-936-6198 for your appointment today.
FNBO free checking is checking that's actually free. No fees or minimums, and now no overdraft fees. It's ever so personal, with people to help every step of the way. And easy, with a mobile app that allows you to deposit checks and manage your accounts wherever you are. So make the switch so you can do more with the great big small bank. Visit fnbo.com to learn more or stop on by. FNBO free checking. It's ever so free. Member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members. PB&J Welding Supply, your complete welding supply company right here in Fremont, 2635 North Broad Street. The Heritage at Shalimar Gardens, Living Better, Midland University. Schedule a campus visit and find out what it means to be a warrior. The Silver Dollar. Not everything that glitters is gold, but we're pretty sure it's probably silver. At the Silver Dollar, 18th and Bell Streets in Fremont. New Sporting Goods in Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple. Delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction.
Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955.
Back, there's the handoff up the middle. The Tigers got the first down on the previous play on a quarterback sneak from Dalton. And there's a carry by Brooks Eiler for a couple yards right up the middle into the heart of the defense. It's second down and about nine after that one-yard gain. They're at the 44-yard line of Papio South.
Yeah, nice job. Tigers five, six, seven, eight, have run 10 plays so far in this one, all on the ground. 10 plays and 36 yards so far, just kind of methodically moving down the field here.
Second down and nine in Titan territory. 5:50 to play here in the opening quarter. Alongside Scott Wagner, I'm Isaac Payton. There's a snap. There's a quick throw. The first pass we've seen here in this one, a little bit too high. He took about a three-yard stop route over there as he was trying to get that one to Nathan Jones right in front of the Tigers sideline. It falls incomplete, but now Tigers looking at third and long. They really needed to just get something on first down there.
Yeah, it's a tough. You want to mix in the passing so that they can't just key on the runs. But, yeah, when you throw it incomplete and don't get anything, now they're forced into a third and nine and a probable passing situation.
So four wide receivers in the formation, two either way. Shotgun formation for Dalton. Takes a snap, in there coming after him, needs to get rid of it, does. It's a screen pass, it's complete. They got to him, but he got the pass off somehow. He gets the first down, still on his feet, pulled down, picks up about 12, 13 yards. That was the last second. Brooks Eiler gets the first down and works his magic to move the chains.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Dalton had four guys right there, and he just danced back and just, I mean, kind of threw a prayer, but Brooks was right there, answered it, and was able to get the first down. What a great play.
First down and 10 at the 32-yard line. This is the opening possession of the ball game. There's 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. The Tigers almost going to have a full quarter possession if they can just keep going here. Shotgun formation, a running back behind him. That's the handoff to. It's Bell. Bell gets tripped up in the backfield, stays on his feet, picks up about 2 yards, maybe three, out to the 29-yard line. Good job of keeping your balance. Yeah, we'll give him about two on the carry, down to the 30.
And the key here is, I mean, Tigers have rushed it 11 times. The longest gain has been 7 yards, but the shortest has been one. They haven't had those losses. They haven't been tackled in the backfield that really stalls a drive or anything like that. So they've been able to slowly move the ball up the field.
4.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Still, the opening drive of the ball game for Fremont. Shotgun formation, a running back to either side of Dalton. He'll take the snap, hands off, up the middle goes Bell, and he's got a crease. He's got the first down, gets pulled down from behind, inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Tiger offense going to work.
Bell took the ball from the 30 down to, they're going to spot it at the 19, 11 yards. That's the longest run so far of the drive, and the Tigers have it in the red zone.
Approaching the 4-minute mark in the quarter, first and 10 from the 19-yard line.
Papillion La Vista South has not had the ball on offense yet.
Got to end the drive with some points. First down and 10 from the 19 of Papio South. Shotgun formation, Dalton. A running back to either side, takes a snap, hands off. First guy into the pile, and nothing doing there as he maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage.
And that is the first run of the game that didn't result in a gain.
Brooks Eiler on the carry. Yep, still right at the 19-yard line. Second down and 10. Fremont talking things over here a little bit.
And like you said, they need to end this drive with points, but this has been great, a great sign just to be able to move the ball up the field, keep the defense off for a while.
Shotgun formation. They're moving guys around. They got to get the right people in the right spots here. I believe that's Max Cooper in there, kind of at that fullback spot right next to him. Takes a pistol snap, hands off. Oh, fakes the handoff. He rolls to his left. He's looking to throw. He's got a man, but he's covered. Incomplete. They had to fight for it. I think he was intended. I believe that was Austin Cash at about the 10-yard line.
That was Aiden Wiesman.
Aiden Wiesman, okay.
It was broken up by number eight.
So now,
the third.
Yep, at the 19. I mean, you are in field goal range. It'd be a 36-yarder from here. Do the Tigers shoot for the first down on this play? Do they shoot for a little bit? Get some positive gain and make the field goal a little more doable. We'll see what they do.
Shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left and one to the right. Michael Dalton takes a snap. It's a four-man rush. Steps up in the pocket, throws to the end zone. A flag comes in. It's incomplete. intended for Charles Richmond, but a flag in the backfield, and it looks like that might be holding.
And if it is holding, it would be interesting to see what Papillion La Vista South does. If they take the penalty, it might move Fremont out of field goal range, but it would keep him at third down. No, it's a personal foul on Papillion La Vista South. That's going to give the Tigers a first down.
That was big.
I couldn't see exactly what.
It's only going to be half the distance, but that doesn't matter. What matters is the fresh set of downs, the first down. Because they're inside the 20-yard line.
Now remember, in high school, it's not an automatic first down, though. And since it's half the distance to the goal, it's going to be a 9.5. They were at the 19. It's a 9.5-yard gain. It's still going to be third down and a half yard.
Third. That doesn't seem right, though, still. Okay, shotgun formation. One warning. Running back either side, one wide receiver. Option. He pitches it out.
It's Max Cooper.
And Cooper gets plowed backwards, but I think he might have it. Oh, not a generous spot from the official back here. Let's see if the official says who's more close to the action. Oh, we might have an injured Titan.
And that play was kind of broken up right at the get-go, and the Tigers did a good job of making sure they didn't lose anything, but it is going to be fourth down the way they're spotting it here.
See, I can't tell if they're what they're taking a look at. Is it just a cramp?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's and it is, well, it looks like it's number 58 for Papillion La Vista South, which I don't have on my roster. I might have seen the number wrong.
Yeah, it's at the far end of the field.
And looks like it might just be a cramp the way they're working with them. I hope so. But it looks like it's going to be fourth down and less than a yard again here. So Fremont's got a little bit of a decision to make. I mean, it's a very makeable field goal, but you're that close to a first down, and they are spotting it at the 10. He may have lost about a half yard on that because they need to get all the way to the 9. They were at the 9.5. And they ran the option, lost about a half yard, it looks like. So do you go for it here on 4th and 1 at the Papillion La Vista South 10? Let's see.
Well, it had plenty of time to think about it.
Yep, looks like the offense is coming back on the field, kind of a free timeout. They are walking off. He is walking off the field. That is Ty McDougal, the linebacker, junior linebacker for Papillion La Vista South. So hopefully he's okay. He's kind of walking like it was a cramp.
2:58 left to play here in the opening quarter. Still the opening drive of the ball game. Fremont has had the ball the entire game here so far. It was just a little less than 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. The offense is heading out there.
And it's going to be Eiler and Cooper in the backfield with Dalton.
They're still tending to the player, injured player, walking off the field. He was at the far sideline, so he had to come all the way across. You're right. He does look like he's all right. Walking a little gingerly, though. Kind of stretching out his legs. Now back to the action, though. The 4th and 1 call. It's a quick snap. Flags come flying. It looks like he may have the first down, but
I think it's a false start. That is a killer. Instead of 4th and 1, it's going to be 4th and 6, and now they bring the field goal unit on. So hopefully they do come away with these 3 points here, but missed opportunity as they were so close.
So here comes the field goal attempt. That was Fremont's first penalty of the ball game. Nate Jones to kick this one.
Be about a 32-yarder.
Waiting on the snap. There's the snap. Good hold. Kick looks a little wobbly. It's heading out direction. No good. And where the ball landed, it looks like it's directly behind the goalpost.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it missed, if it was right or left.
I couldn't even tell which side it missed on. Apparently it missed wide left, but it had plenty of distance, so.
So the Tigers come away empty with 2:24 to play in the opening quarter. Now here comes the Papio South offense, and let's see what they decide to dial up here.
That's tough. We'll go down as a 9-minute, 36-second drive that comes away with no points.
Three wide receivers to the left and one to the right for the Titans. Tigers with on defensive linemen. Motion from left to right. Goes Skogerbo. Handoff right into the pile and right out the other side. Gain about 6 yards on the handoff up the middle. That was Derek Jones on the carry, a 5'7", 165-pound sophomore running back.
His brother was the Papillion Vista to South running back last year when they played in Fremont. Now his younger brother is at the helm.
Sam Schuler moves him over to his right side. Now hands off to him again. Had a guy in the backfield, but he slips them all and gets the first down. Had missed about two or three tackles there. Jones picks up five more and moves the chains.
It's Preston Wagner who makes the tackle, but 1 yard too late.
Right back over the football. A minute 47 left to play in the opening quarter. Zeros on the scoreboard. Shotgun set. Schuler takes a snap, looking to throw. Quick pass, flags fly. It's complete, but they're going to stop this one.
And it is a false start on Papillion La Vista South. So each team has had one of those penalties. We'll see if this one has a similar effect that the one Fremont had, where it kind of ended their drive. This one's still just first down, though.
First down and 15. The Titans backed up at their own 26-yard line. 0-0 game still. With just a minute 35 left to play in the opening quarter. They're checking for the play here, all looking to the sideline. Now they finally all agree on it. Schuler, shotgun set. Two wide receivers to the left, a wing to the left.
And there's another false start, I think. Yep. So, Tigers will take that. First and 20.
That's three penalties against the Titans so far, isn't it? I think it's about three.
And these two and... Oh, and they had that personal foul, that big penalty, yeah, on their Tiger drive.
A minute 15 left to play in the opening quarter alongside Scott Wagner. I am Isaac Payton. 0-0 ball game here. Tiger defense trying to hang tight here. A first down and 20 for the Titan offense. Schuler puts a man in motion in the backfield and then sends him back. That's Garza. Takes a snap, tossing it out, looking for some running room. Tigers bring it out pretty well. He still gets the outside, picks up about 5 yards on the quick toss. Jones there just showing his elusiveness. But it's second down and 15 because of the help of those penalties.
Yeah, he's got some speed, does Jones. He rushed for 198 yards on 19 carries last week.
Two wide receivers split way far from the formation here on the far side of the field. Shotgun set, a wing to the right side as well. Tigers showing blitz. They bring one off the edge. They're trying to get to him. They can't catch up to him. Throws into the flat. And it looks like that was incomplete. The fans, nope, they say it was a catch. So about a 10-yard gain
as he's
able to
short.
Complete that one to Skogerbo. Skogerbo, that's a fun one to say. He's a 5'6", 150-pound senior wideout. And now it's third, and after all of that, it's still about third and five here. So the Tigers with a chance to get off the field. Titans, though, with something manageable. Shotgun set, two wide receivers to the far side of the field. A wing to that side as well. Schuler. Puts a man in motion in the backfield. They fake it to him, run up the middle, and there's the first down. Lowers the shoulder, gets out to the 45-yard line. The handoff to Jared Jones pays big dividends. They'll move the sticks despite the two penalties to start on that series.
And Landon Sherman with the tackle there, but an 8-yard gain for Jones on third and five.
First down and 10, right back over the football. 0-0 ball game, last play of the quarter probably right here. Shotgun set. Schuler takes a snap, rolls to his left. Has some time. Changes direction. Now he's going to take it and run it. He's got five. He's got the first down. He's to the 40. The Tiger 35 to 30, 25, 20. He's going to take this one to the house on the quarterback scramble. He rolled out to pass. Nothing was there. He goes the other direction and takes it to the house to end the first quarter.
Wow, that was... He was rolling left, looking for someone to throw to. Tiger defense had everybody covered, but they had everybody over on that side of the field, so he just took off to the right, got a block or two, and was all the way home. So it looked like it was going to be all scoreless after one period, but on the last play of the quarter, a 56-yard run for the quarterback.
And here comes the swinging gate, and they look like they might even run it. Nope, now they're going to bring everybody back to kick the extra point here. Schuler stays in to be the holder. So that's Christian Campbell in there. He's a senior kicker for him for the extra point. And there's the snap kick is on its way. It's up and it's good. It is 7-0. Papio South with the lead. The Tigers will get the ball to start the second quarter. We're going to take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Trust your heart to the team at Methodist for expert cardiac care that makes a life-changing difference. From specialized testing and imaging to comprehensive surgical options, including the most advanced procedures, we provide the personalized care that you expect from the Methodist name. Learn more about our heart and vascular care by visiting bestcare.org/heart. That's bestcare.org/heart. Methodist. The meaning of care.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At InsproINS.com on the web.
And welcome back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. It is 7-0 after the first quarter play as Papillion La Vista South scores on the final play of the quarter. A quarterback scramble good for 56 yards. So that means one thing, that all the receivers were covered up, but then you got to stop the quarterback after that. And he showed his speed there as he took off down the sideline and beat everyone to the end zone. So the Tigers will get the ball back here, but a good starting possession that they had. They marched it right down the field, were unable to come away with any points, but had the offense clicking a little bit. Let's see what they can do this time around.
Yeah, they took the ball. I mean, they had 17 plays. But resulted in no points. But, yeah, they took it from their own 20 down to the Papillion La Vista. They got as far as the 9.5 before losing a half yard, and then a penalty forced a field goal attempt on fourth down, which was missed.
So for the Titans, they're all huddled up right behind the kicker, so the Tigers all in there tight just in case. They onside kick this one, so they're ready for it. And then they break the huddle and come spread across the width of the field. The Tigers spread back as well. The two return men for Fremont waiting back at their own 7-yard line to return this. As we wait on the kickoff here, 12 minutes up on the clock, 7-0. Titans with the edge. Tigers getting the ball back, though. There's the kickoff. High end-over-end kick. It's going to be taken by Caden Ray, and he's going to return this one out to the 10, the 15, to the center of the field, the 20. Runs right into a defender, drives him back. He'll get out to about the 21-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Tigers. The offense heading back out there after having some success on their last series.
We said in pregame the key for Fremont was to establish a running game, and that they did, rushing for 49 yards on their first drive. We'll see if they can keep it going.
First down and 10. Tigers trailing 7-0 here. Just got the second quarter started. Michael Dalton in the backfield. A running back to either side of him. Dalton puts the man in motion from right to left. That's Westman. He'll hand it off left side. And not a whole lot there. Maybe he gets back as Dalton just keeps it.
Yeah.
But he does. He gets 2 yards on that one. They keep trying to go back to those quarterback carries, and the nice thing when you have your quarterback run the football, everybody else is a blocker then.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's also nice when your quarterback's a linebacker and can run through some guys.
He's a big boy. He's not easy to bring down. Second down and 8. Shotgun set. Dalton takes a snap. Fakes the handoff to Bell. Throws over the middle. Had a man, but just threw too far behind him. Aiden Westman, the intended target, the big 6'4", 200-pound senior tight end. If he leads him a little bit, that could have been a big play.
Need some air under that one, and that would have been a first down for sure. Probably a lot more.
Third down and 8. And this is not what Fremont is good for. They want to just keep pounding it away, but you're right. They got to keep trying to do some of those passes to just keep them off balance a little bit. But now 3rd and 8, they're going to be forced to go to the air here. Look for them to bring the heat they did last time. This time it looks like they're going to back off. Just four rushers. Rolls to his right. Dalton with some time. Being chased from behind. Throws it over the middle. Has the man. It's jump on. It's caught. No, it's not caught. Is it knocked out of his hands?
It is caught. Yep.
Bam.
Kate out, Ray.
Out to the 37-yard line. Ray holds on to that thing. It looked like the defender had hit it out of his hands, but must not have.
Yeah. Nice job by Dalton there. He rolled to his right. Bought some time for Ray to get some position, and Ray was able to out-battle the defender for that one, and it's a 14-yard gain.
So first down and 10. Ball at Fremont's own 37-yard line, trailing 7-0 here. 10 minutes to play in the half. Shotgun set, two wide receivers to the left. He'll take the snap, hands off. In the pile, slips around the outside. Picks up about 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry. Once again, it was Brooks Eiler who had to make his own crease, but picks up decent yards. They'll give him 4 on the carry.
Yeah, Eiler just is able to find enough of the hole, even when there's not much going, that he's usually good for a few yards.
Michael Dalton checking to the sideline here. Looks like they're sending in the play call. So he's still checking with him. Now he finally gets the play called in the huddle. Out comes the Tiger offense. 7-0. Titans with the lead. Tigers with the ball. 9.5 to play in the half. Motion from right to left. And flags come flying in and might have a false start against the Tigers.
That we do.
I think it was one of the offensive linemen must have jumped. I didn't see it.
No, but
I saw all the Titans jump.
Yes, the Titans certainly saw it. So.
So second down and 11. And again, Fremont offense playing behind the sticks.
Able to get the big pass on third down last time. You don't want to rely on that every time. Want to keep positive yards, and that's what they were able to do on the first drive.
Second down, 11. Fremont at their own 35-yard line. Shotgun set. Dalton takes a snap. Rolls to his left, looking to throw. They're coming after him. Steps up in the pocket. Makes a couple guys miss. Gets hit solidly from behind and brought down. He probably is going to lose the yards on the sack. And he had almost everyone beat, but one guy found him.
Yeah, he was trying to buy time. Wasn't able to see anybody. And then just tried to run and looked like maybe he was going to be able to get a few yards out of it, but he was dropped for a loss of one.
Third down and 12 for the Tigers at their own 35-yard line. These last few plays have been going the wrong way with a false start penalty and now a sack. 8:24 to play in the half, shotgun formation. Third and 12. Four wide receivers, takes a snap. They're coming after him again. He steps up, gets rid of this one quickly, but too high. Intended once again for Caden Ray, but he couldn't go up to get it. And the punt team is going to be forced to come out for the Tigers.
Now Ray had made a move over the middle of the field there, but pass too tall. And we'll have our first punt of the game.
8:15 to play in the half. 7-0. Titans with the lead and about ready to get the ball back. One guy back deep to return this punt, and that's going to be Skogerbo. So punt formation for the Tigers. And now, what's that?
Both sides saw it. Both line judges came out, threw a flag. And it was a legal substitution on the Titans. So that'll just move Fremont up 5 yards.
And there is a strong breeze hitting the press box, but I can't tell which way it's going. Is it going across the width of the field? I think it's coming at the press box, so
yeah.
Not really much help from the wind, but it is going to be a factor. Now two guys back to return this punt as they wait for it back at their own 10-yard line. So we're trying it again. There's a low snap. He's able to get this one away. Almost had it blocked, though. Bounces at the 30. Takes a Tiger bounce to the 25, up approaching the 20. Down to the 20-yard line. Another flag comes in near the sideline. Oh, there was a Tiger over on that sideline. I don't know what was going on there.
But
that was east and side on that far side.
The south coach seems to be upset. Now, the punt went from the 40 to the 20, so a 40-yard punt there for Ryan Dix. We'll see what the call is here.
I think Siza might have been one of the gunners there on the outside of
and
the
it
formation.
Is a personal foul on Papillion La Vista South, so that's going to move them back half the distance, which will push them back to the 10.
The coach still pleading his case with the official right now. They're still talking about it.
So The penalty doesn't give Fremont the ball or anything, but does give Papillion La Vista South tough field position. We'll see if the Tiger defense can take advantage.
It's a lot of grass to mow to get to the end zone for Omaha South. Let's see if that gives the Tiger defense a chance for someone to make a play here. 8:01 to play in the half. 7-0 Titans with the lead and the ball, but they're backed up on their own 10-yard line. Still checking to the sideline for the play. Looks like Derek Jones, they're playing the Jeopardy music while we wait. I think the officials are still making sure they have the correct spot here.
Love it, love it. Yeah, let's turn that up on them.
Just makes you want to think, doesn't it? 8:01 to play in the half. Officials all huddled up in front of the football. So everyone's just waiting on the officials.
So we're at, 4 minutes into the second quarter, 16 minutes into the game, and the Tiger defense has only been on the field for 6 plays. Unfortunately, they're still down 7-0, but...
Whoa! The play hadn't ended, so if it's assessed from the previous spot, that's going to be a first down.
Oh!
That is big.
That is... That's true. It was because, and the thing is, yeah, it was 4th and 7. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. That's going to give the Tigers a first down.
At midfield.
Wow.
Now I really want to know what happened.
Wow, yeah, they're going to move it. This is big. They're going to move this up to the 46-yard line of Papillion La Vista South and give Fremont a 1st and 10.
Wow.
So Fremont is still in their second possession of the game, and looks like Aiden Bowboy has checked in at quarterback for Fremont.
So Bowboy in there in the backfield, so running back to either side of him, one wide receiver either way. 8:01 to play here in the first half. Bowboy, long cadence, takes a snap, hands off, first guy through, into the pile, lowers his shoulder, plows his way forward, picks up about 5.
And that's Max Cooper.
Give up the middle. Cooper on the carry. What is going on here? We'll give him 4 on the carry. 2nd down and 6 on the Titans 42-yard line.
Now Eiler back in the game.
So the Tigers break their huddle. 2nd down and 6. Midway through the second quarter here. Shotgun formation. Bowboy takes a snap. Hands off. Trying to get around the right side. Nothing's there for him. Spins past people. Gets about 3 or 4 yards again on the carry. So still kind of getting some yards. That's Brooks Eiler.
Yeah, nice job there.
Finding some space.
Got 4 yards. It's going to be a 3rd short. Aiden Bowboy in at quarterback. He's the 6'1", 175-pound sophomore in for Fremont. 3rd down and 3.
So 3rd and 3.
We got some time last week. Did Bowboy. He completed 1 pass for 4 yards.
3rd down and short at the 38-yard line of Papio South. 6:54 left to play in the half, 7-0. Shotgun set, a running back to either side. Bowboy takes a snap, hands off, Bell, into a bunch of defenders.
Nope.
Gets slowed down,
yeah.
Tackled. Loses about 2, maybe 3 yards, but again, they're really starting to key on the run with Bowboy in there.
Bowboy tricked me. I thought he still had the ball as he ran into the linebackers after he handed it off. But, yeah, that's going to go for a loss of 2. So what are the Tigers going to do on 4th down?
Their offense is staying out there. It's 4th and about 4, maybe 5.
I mean, you've got the option of trying to pin them deep on the punt. But they're at the Papillion La Vista South 40, so definitely too long for a field goal.
They're letting the clock work all the way down. Then I think they're going to take a timeout here. 6:04, 6:03, yep.
And they're going to talk about it, yep.
The Tigers, I don't know what the time of possession is, but they are definitely winning that. With 6:01 to play in the half, trailing 7-0 to Papio South. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football and the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Sid Dillon Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Mazda in Fremont is the place for your next new vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. We have the selection for you, and buying your vehicle is easy. Whether you shop online or at our dealerships, however you choose, our dedicated team is ready to help. Visit Sid Dillon in Fremont or shop our entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles online at SidDillon.com.
You are what drives. We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
Everyone, I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. It is 4th and 4 from the 40-yard line of Papio South. The offense is going to stay out there for Fremont. Titans with the 7-0 lead. Tigers think their offense can do something here. Pistol formation. I believe that's Beauboy in there, right? Correct?
Yep.
Beauboy, quarterback, takes a snap, fakes a handoff, rolls to his left, has a guy in his face, throws one, has a man. He's there.
It's Cooper.
Complete. First down, Cooper. He's down the sideline, gets hit out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. What a play call. What a play. It's first down and 10 in the red zone.
The play action pass, and Cooper was just made his way out from the backfield from his fullback position, was all alone. All Aiden had to do was just lob it up there to him. It goes as a 24-yard gain. And the Tigers have it in the red zone again.
First down and 10 at the 16-yard line of Papio South. Tigers with a chance to tie things up, trailing by just one touchdown. 5:53 to play in the half.
And by the way, to answer your question, the time of possession, 2.5 minutes to 15 minutes so far here is the time of possession difference.
Shotgun formation, hands off. Around the left side, oh, they do a good job of stringing that one out. Nowhere to go for Brooks Eiler. He's trying to go around the left side, but that defense, they all were out there with him.
Now they're going to give him a one-yard gain there. The Tigers have run the ball 21 times and passed 7 times here in the first half, and that was the problem last week. They didn't have it in enough plays because they were 3 and out every time, and so they're able to get into their flow of the offense this week.
Second down and 9 for the Tigers. Shotgun formation. Beauboy. He'll take the snap. Hands off to Eiler around the left side. He's got a hole this time. Can't quite turn the corner as he's ushered out of bounds. A pickup of about 7 off the left side. So third and manageable.
Yeah, they're going to spot that one about 4 yards shy. Is that right?
Third and three. Maybe a pickup of 6.
Yep, third and 3 here is what they're calling it.
Under 5 minutes to play in the half, trailing by a touchdown. Shotgun set. Beauboy with Bell in the backfield. Takes a snap. He's going to roll to his right. The rush is coming after him. He's looking to throw. Has the time. Has the man open. It's caught in the end zone. Touchdown. Tigers on the scoreboard. Caden Ray with the reception.
Nice job by Beauboy again. Rolling to his right this time. Bought some time. Allowed Ray to get wide open in the end zone. And threw a nice pass right on target.
So a chance to tie it up here pending the extra point. Here comes Nate Jones. For the PAT, 4:36 left to play in quarter number 2. As we await on the snap, there it is. Kicks on its way. It's up. It's end over end, and it's good. 7-7. We got ourselves a tie ball game here with 4.5 to play in the first half. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for 6 generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop. For the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank. The way banking should be. Member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs. Almost 20 years strong. Call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont. Juice for the journey.
And Welcome back. Hello, everyone. I'm Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. The Tigers getting ready to kick this one off after that scoring drive. Tied up at 7 apiece here at Papio South. 4:36 left to play in the half. Skogerbo, though, back deep to return this kickoff. They have three guys back deep, two at the, on the sides at about the 10-yard line, and Skogerbo right at the 5. They want to try to funnel the ball to him if they can. 4:36 to play in the half. There's the kickoff by Nate Jones. And it's taken by Skogerbo. He's around the right side. Someone's got to get to him. Over to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. One guy has got to pull him down and does. Skogerbo with a huge return, and that's why teams do not kick to that guy.
That took it all the way out past the 50-yard line. So, Cotulla Vista South is getting the ball for the second time in this game with 4:26 left in the first half, and they only held the ball for 2.5 minutes before they scored their touchdown. For the first time, right? That means the Tigers have had the ball 17 minutes. Papillion-La Vista South, 2.5. That's your time of possession difference. But Papillion-La Vista South has it midfield.
South on their own 49-yard line, first down and 10, shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the wide side of the field. Takes a snap, hands off. Into the pile goes Jones. Jones gets around the outside to the 30, and he'll be ushered out of bounds. Picks up about 15 or so yards, depending on where they spot this, as he tightropes the sideline over on the Fremont side. But a big run on first down for the Titans.
Yeah, that Derek Jones.
Right back to work.
Just the sophomore, but he is quick. 17-yard gain.
So fresh set of downs for the Titans at the Fremont 34-yard line. Tie ball game, one touchdown apiece. Shotgun set. Shuler puts the man in motion, tosses it to him. It was Ford, so it's technically a pass. On the left side, gets nope, doesn't get tripped up. Stays on his feet. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown all the way home. Big run by Skogerbo. They toss it to him on that jet motion, toss it to him in front, and he just did the rest of the work and beat everyone to the end zone with 4:11 to play in the half.
Well, now Papillion-La Vista South has added about 3 minutes in the first half, but they've scored two touchdowns. The Tigers have added 17 minutes and scored once.
So here comes the extra point. It's going to be the swinging gate formation once again. And they do. They line up like they're going to maybe try something here. Then he sends them all back over.
Christian Campbell. On to attempt the point after.
So Christian Campbell. Ball's down. Kicks up. End over end. And it's good. 14-7 as the Titans strike right back. And they will lead by 7. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 to 1340 K2B.
Fremont Public Schools is proud to be a sponsor of local sports. We are a Class A district serving a growing and diverse community from preschool to 12th grade while retaining an atmosphere one would expect in a small town like ours. Whether you are new to the community or your child has previously attended here, we extend our sincerest of welcomes to Fremont Public Schools. At Fremont Public Schools, we educate. We're taking this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Nebraska Medical. They are the leading provider in medical supplies in the Midwest, specializing in durable medical equipment, wound care, urology, and respiratory care. Quality dry cleaning, offering professional spot removal, environmentally safe wet cleaning, and dry cleaning service that is courteous and prompt. They launder, press, and tailor so you don't have to. Call 727-1400. And Fremont Builder Supply, the locally owned lumberyard, operated by the people who live next door, serving the area since 1976.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. Two guys back to return this one for the Tigers. Back at their own 5-yard line. 14-7 if you're just joining us. Papio South with the lead. Tigers with 4 minutes and 11 seconds before halftime. We'll see what their offense can do. There's a high kick taken by the guy at the 10-yard line, up to the 15 to 20, head to the center of the field. And back there, returning kick. That's actually Devarius Bell returning that kickoff out to the 25-yard line for Fremont. So some decent field position here, first down and 10.
Whatever happens on this drive, there's 4 minutes left before halftime. The Tigers need, of course, best-case scenario, to keep the ball the whole 4 minutes and score a touchdown. But they need to at least keep the ball, not give it back to this Titan offense before halftime.
First down and 10. Tigers on their own 25. Trailing by a touchdown. Shotgun formation. Bo Haboy still in there for Fremont. One running back to his left. Two wide receivers to his left. Takes a snap. Hands off. Into the pile. Looking for a room. And there's none. He may have lost a yard. Eiler with nowhere to go. Where are they going to spot this? We just ran White into a wall and it collapsed on him. Yeah, they're going to back him up to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, nothing doing. Nothing much he could do on that play, could Eiler.
3:45, but it gets the clock going. Second down and 11 now for the Tigers. Boa Boy checking to the sideline for the play. 3:35 now on the clock. 14-7, Papio South with the lead. Tigers break their huddle and come out over the football. Two wide receivers to the left, shotgun formation. Boa Boy next to Brooks Eiler. Boa Boy takes a snap, looking to throw, flags come flying in. Delay of game. They waited too long trying to work that clock down, I'll bet.
And the main way that Fremont needs to work the clock down is by first down here. They don't get a first down. Papillion Vista South has all three timeouts. They've got plenty of time to work with here.
So that five-yard penalty after the one-yard loss will back the Tigers up to their own 19-yard line. Second down and long. 3:17 left to play in the half. It's a pretty stiff wind blowing across side to side on the field. Four wide receivers, two either way. Boa Boy takes a snap, looking downfield, steps up. He's going to try to run it. They're chasing him down, trying to get to the sideline. He's hit hard and brought down back at the 19-yard line there. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing else. Third and long now for the Tigers.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that. I mean, he decided right away to run it. Almost looked like maybe it was a designed draw play to begin with, but there wasn't much doing.
Under 3 minutes to play in the half. It looks like a new personnel group coming in there for the Tigers. Yeah, they're working that play clock down about as far as they can. Shotgun formation in here. One wide receiver either way, two tight ends. Motion from right to left goes Charles Richmond. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Good protection. Throws low. It's complete, but not nearly what they needed. Gains maybe 10 yards, so about 5 or 6 yards short. But he's able to complete that one to Nate Jones. Fourth down and about, looks like they're going to spot it 6 yards away. So you got to punt it away here.
Yep, and Papillion Vista South is going to take the first of those three timeouts with 2:22 to go. They're going to have plenty of time to work with after this punt.
So Titans take a timeout there. We'll take just a 30-second break and be back with the end of the first half right after this. It's Papio South 14, Fremont 7, and you're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
The right chiropractic care can play an important part in your overall health. Dr. Troy Brainerd at Brainerd Chiropractic can help you develop a plan that will work for you. He sees people of all ages this time of year who may have just started working out again, or maybe you were working in the garden, or moving a heavy box and tweaked your back. Brainerd Chiropractic can help you stay young and healthy with the right chiropractic care and a stretching program that will work. Call 727-8668 today or stop in to 1410 North Bell. Brainerd Chiropractic.
And welcome back out to Papio South. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. The Titans leading the Tigers 14-7 here as we get ready to close out the first half with 2:22 left to play here in the second quarter. Tigers going to be forced to punt this one away on 4th and 6. Ball is at their own 29-yard line. Two guys back deep to return this punt for the Titans. Just waiting on the officials at this point. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. There's the whistle as we get back to the action down on the field. There's the snap. Finally gets that one off. There's a kick. And it's going to go right to him. He bobbles it. It's loose at the 30. He picks it up off the turf. A couple guys there for Fremont. They both miss. Third guy trips him up. He spins out of it and then falls for it at the 35-yard line. That could have been way bigger. Tigers doing a good job of just keeping him contained. Ashton Blakeman on the return there for the Titans.
Yeah, nice job there by Blakeman. But eventually there are too many Tigers there for him to get away from. But they're going to have maybe about 64 yards away from the end zone with just over 2 minutes to go.
So here come the Titans. Ball at their own 36-yard line. Shotgun formation. Shuler with three wide receivers to his right. They're going to bring one in motion across the formation to the other side. Takes a snap, looks to his left. Quick pass. It's complete. Toss. It's a lateral. He tossed it right away and then tossed it to him. Back to the running back coming out of the backfield. So ultimately, that's a Derrick Jones rush after the toss from the completed pass. So trying a little trickeration here. But the Tiger defense hung right with him, but it does get a first down.
Yeah, they threw it to Seth Allen, who right away pitched it back to Jones. So good play there for Papillion.
Right back over the football. Shuler in the backfield. Two wide receivers to the right. He'll roll that way. Has plenty of time. Still going. Now stops. Looking to change directions. Now he wants to run it. Ooh, hit before he could get out of bounds. Tigers keep him in bounds. That should keep the clock running. He'll maybe eke out a yard there as he was in trouble just trying to get some yards. Clock down to 1:50 before halftime here.
And Morgan Moore on the tackle there. And yeah, that clock continues to run, like you said. They do have two timeouts.
Shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the short side of the field. Sam Shuler puts the man in motion onto the wide side. One running back beside him. Tigers showing a four-man rush, looking to throw. In the pocket, throws here to the near side, has a man complete. He's hit immediately and dropped. That's going to be close to the first down, depending on the spot. Ooh, not a good spot.
Oh, they did not give him a good spot, no. They did not give him forward progress, that's for sure.
They're going to be a yard short when he caught it, probably right at the stick. They counted it where he ended up being tackled and not where he made the catch. But it's third and a yard, shotgun formation. 65 seconds to play in the half. Titans with a one-touchdown lead, looking to add to it here. Takes a snap. Quick pass into the flat. Has a man complete for the first down. He's hit immediately and tackled at the Tiger 40-yard line. So gained about 3 yards. But time's starting to be a factor here. But they have been moving the ball right down the field. It's a no-huddle offense, so they can go quick.
And, yeah, they're holding on to those timeouts here.
Shuler, shotgun set, looking to throw. Drops straight back. Now starts running to his left. Putting guys in different spots. Makes a defender miss. He's going to run it. Trying to get to the sideline. Tigers, he's going to finally go out of bounds. Looks like he's going to try to stay in bounds. But he'll get the first down to the Tiger about 26-yard line. So it'll still be in a huge run, but that took a lot of time. 36 seconds left to play in the half.
Did go out of bounds, so got those two timeouts. A first down at the 26.
Shuler, shotgun set. Four wide receivers. Two either way. First and 10, takes a snap in Tiger territory. Looking to throw, plenty of time. Throws an air ball to the end zone. He's got a man, and he looks like he caught it. From the 26-yard line, they're able to punch it in with 28 seconds left to play.
Just a perfect throw. I mean, Caden Ray really was running right with him, but he led him perfectly. Seth Allen, right?
I think it was number 87. So, yeah. There comes the swinging gate on the extra point. Papio South leading 20-7 as we await the extra point. They're going to go for the two-point conversion here. They like the setup, and they're going to score it. So they ended up throwing it complete to Casey Popish, I believe, making the two-point conversion. So with your score of 22-7 with 28 seconds to play in the half, we'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Fremont Hy-Vee is proud to sponsor local sports, and they know that you fans love your meat. Hy-Vee has all your favorites at the best prices right now. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve Steaks, always low prices on your favorite flavor of brats, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, chicken grillers, America's pork chops for the grill, and the best cuts of salmon and seafood. Shop online right now. Go to Hy-VeeIslesOnline.com and place that order. Your Fremont Hy-Vee, proud to be a part of local sports.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong, call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont, enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 28 seconds left to play here in the first half. Papio South with the lead 22-7. Tigers getting ready to get the ball back. Two guys back to return this one back at the 10-yard line. And there's the kickoff. It's going to be taken. Return there by Brooks Eiler. Gets out to the 35-yard line. 20 seconds left to play in the half. Do the Tigers run a play here if they just take a knee?
Yeah, it was a good return to get it. Maybe to where they'd think about it. I'm not sure. The Tigers have one timeout only. 20 seconds left at their own 35.
We've seen Boa Boy at the quarterback spot these last few possessions.
And he's 3 for 3 throwing the ball for 43 yards and a touchdown.
And he's going to be in there to take a knee to send this one into half. As the defense for Plano Vista South gets lined up, he takes a quick knee. And that will run out the clock. So the score at the half, Pelion La Vista South 22, Fremont 7. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll be back with the halftime report right after this. You're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 at 1340 KHUB.
This is Chuck Johansson, President and CEO of RVR Bank. Many of you knew us as First State Bank and Two Rivers Bank. Well, I'm excited to announce our new bank name. We are now RVR Bank, where relationships matter, values guide us, and providing financial results is our mission. Same people, same local ownership, RVR is your bank. Find us in Fremont, Arlington, Blair, and online at rvr.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong. Call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont. Juice for the journey.
Hi, this is Ryan at Tommy's Express. As front runners in the car wash industry, Tommy's Express uses state-of-the-art equipment to ensure a clean, shiny, and dry vehicle in minutes. Want to see for yourself? Just stop by our cashier window or download our app and use one of our app lanes. We'll scan your license plate. No phones or stickers needed. When the gate goes up, you're next in line. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy your wash. But that's not all. Tommy Express helps you complete the clean with our free floor mat washers and vacuum. What are you waiting for? Stop by Tommy's Express in Fremont today.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
He started mowing her lawn every Sunday to earn money for his first car. She needed the help, and when money got tight, he kept doing it for free. So he never saved enough to buy that car for his 16th birthday. But it didn't matter, because she gave him the classic parked in her garage. Do the right thing, and good things happen. That's why we're not just a bank in Nebraska. We're Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Without our Sportscaster Club members, this broadcast wouldn't be possible. So thank you to Pruce Excavation, providing earthwork solutions for 45 years. Call 402-693-2517. Sawyer Construction, Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. Tommy's Car Wash, keep it clean, Fremont. Weiss Plumbing, call Fremont's finest at 721-6908. Fremont Electric, superior electrical service for more than 45 years. J&R Concrete, commercial, industrial, residential, visit jnrcc.com.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. We are at halftime here as Papillion La Vista South leads Fremont 22-7. The halftime report brought to you by Inspro Insurance. Proceeding with confidence, a Marsh and McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, and Lincoln. And it was, if only you got points for time of possession. Tiger offense has held the ball for a long time, but have only been able to manage one touchdown. Meanwhile, for Papio South, their offense seems to be able to score quickly.
Yeah, and I mean, going into the game, that's what we said the Tigers needed, their time of possession last week. They totally got outplayed in that element of the game, and it really, we saw it down the stretch with their defense. It's been a kind of just a weird game here. As the Tigers, yeah, they've had some really long drives. They've been able to hold the ball and methodically move down the field, but only able to cash in one time, whereas Papillion of Vista South has had it three times for a very short amount of time before they were able to score, and they've got the two-touchdown advantage.
And the Tigers will be kicking off to start the second half, and we'll have some stats for you here in a moment. As marching band is down on the field now for Papillion South. Their dance team just finished up a few moments ago. Both teams still back in their respective locker rooms. We've got about 16 minutes left here of the halftime report. Again, 22-7 is your score. Scott, do you want to have time to have some of the stats here for us? Or
we'll do the stats in a little bit, but we'll talk about a little just kind of how this first half unfolded. That first drive of the game, the Tigers had the ball first, and they started at their own 20, and by the time the drive ended, there was only 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter, but unfortunately Fremont hadn't scored. They had to settle for a field goal attempt, a 32-yard field goal attempt that was just sailed just off, and that was a tough drive because the Tigers had, if you remember, this is the one that we see it every year, the big difference between some of the rules of high school football compared to watch on TV with college and NFL. There was a personal foul penalty on a third down play where Fremont had it at the 19-yard line. They had a third and 10 at the 19-yard line, and they were aided by a personal foul penalty on Papillion-La Vista South. And what we're used to seeing when we watch football on TV is those, that's an automatic first down, and Tigers would have had half the distance to the goal, an automatic first down. They got the half the distance to the goal, but in high school football, it's there's no automatic first down. It's just
the yardage.
And Spreebot was at the 19-yard line. They only got that half the distance to goal gives them 9.5 yards. If they were at the 20-yard line, half the distance to the goal would have been 10 yards. They would have gotten the first down. Instead, they were at the 19. They got 9.5. So they had third down and a half yard to go at the 9.5-yard line. They ran that option play, just kind of got strung out a little bit. They lost a half yard back to the 10. So then they had a 4th and 1 and unfortunately had a false start on that play. We never know how that would have ended. The Tigers would have gotten a first down there, then maybe they punch it in to the end zone, and who knows. But instead, they move back to the 15, and they just missed the field goal. So that drive, which was a great drive for Fremont, they rushed the ball 14 times on that drive, threw for another 3. They had a 17 plays of offense, and they couldn't score any points on it. But 2.5 minutes left, then Papillion-La Vista South has the ball. And after a first down, there was a couple of false starts. Remember that? And they had a 1st and 20 on 2nd down. They were able to just get a pass complete, just barely. That made it a 3rd and manageable. They were able to get the 1st down on the next play, and then they got the big play, a quarterback scramble for 56 yards. And that ended the first quarter with Papillion-La Vista South on top 7-0, despite Fremont having the ball most of that quarter. Then Tigers had another long drive, aided by a penalty on a punt, but the penalty occurred before the change of possession, so it actually gave Fremont an automatic, gave Fremont a first down by that penalty. They were able to keep the ball, and Aiden Beauboy eventually, it was about 4.5 minutes left in the half, Aiden Beauboy connected with Caden Ray on a 9-yard pass. And the Tigers had the ball at that point for 17 of the first 19.5 minutes, and it was tied up at 7. But unfortunately, the last few minutes, last 4:36, that is, of the first half went all Papillion-La Vista South's way. They got the kickoff return back to the 50. They were able to score in just 25 seconds off the clock on a little kind of shovel pass, 34 yards to give a 14-7 lead. And then the Tigers weren't not able to move the ball finally on that third drive. The first time they really weren't able to move the ball at all, and that was came at a bad time because it gave the ball back to Papillion-La Vista South with just enough time for them to score one more time before halftime, and that's where we stand 22-7. So just kind of a weird game. You have to be happy with a lot of things. A lot of adjustments Fremont has made offensively since last week, able to really move the ball down the field, but it looked like it. We were going to have a real close game at halftime, but Tigers down by a couple scores.
And with about 11 and a half minutes left here of the halftime report, that's Papillion-La Vista South marching band down on the field, and they are putting on a show down there for the fans here in this one. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with some of the first half stats right after this. It's Papillion-La Vista South 22, Fremont 7, and you're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro INS.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
Acne can be a source of emotional distress, and severe cases can lead to permanent scarring. At Skin Envy Dermatology in Fremont, our skincare specialists will work with you to find the right acne treatment for you. Most cases of acne can be effectively treated. The goal of acne treatment is to heal existing lesions, stop new lesions from forming, and prevent acne scars. Skin Envy Dermatology also provides procedures such as Botox and hydrofacials as well. Visit skinenvydermatology.com or call 402-936-6198. For your appointment today.
FNBO free checking is checking that's actually free. No fees or minimums, and now no overdraft fees. It's ever so personal, with people to help every step of the way, and easy with a mobile app that allows you to deposit checks and manage your accounts wherever you are. So make the switch so you can do more with the great big small bank. Visit FNBO.com to learn more or stop on by. FNBO free checking. It's ever so free. Member FDIC.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. It's Hawaiian night here for Papillion-La Vista South student section as the Titans lead Fremont 22-7 here at the half. We've still got about 9 minutes to go here of the halftime report. As we have some stats here ready to go, Mr. Wagner's been adding these and calculating them, and we've got some first half stats.
We do. No calculators involved, though. So 134 yards of total offense for Fremont here in the first half. Pretty balanced, 65 on the ground, 69 through the air for Fremont to add up to those 134 yards. So individually for Fremont, Brooks Eiler, his first game of the season. He's carried the ball 11 times for 38 yards. Javarius Bell, 5 carries for 17 yards. Michael Dalton, 5 carries for 7 yards. Max Cooper has 4 yards on a couple of carries. Dalton, the starting quarterback, completed 2 out of his 6 pass attempts for a total of 26 yards. And then Aiden Bowboy, the sophomore, checked into the game in the second quarter. He completed all 3 of his passes, 3 for 3 for 43 yards, including a touchdown. That touchdown went to Caden Ray, the junior. He caught 2 balls in the first half for 23 yards. Brooks Eiler had 1 12-yard catch. That was a big one on a third down off a screen on a blitz. He was able to get the first down on that catch. And then Max Cooper with 1 catch for 24 yards. That was another big one in the Tigers' second drive that ultimately ended in a touchdown, as Max Cooper on a 4th and 4 was able to catch a ball out of the backfield for 24 yards and keep that drive going. Took that ball from the 40 down to the 16 before Bold Boy was able to connect with Ray in the end zone. Nate Jones also had one catch for 10 yards in the first half. So 134 yards of offense for Fremont, 206 yards of offense for Papillion La Vista South. They were very efficient on offense as they passed the ball six times and rushed for eight times in that first half. Just six pass attempts and eight carries in the first half, but a total of 206 yards of offense, 109 on the ground, 97 through the air. Derek Jones, their running back, who rushed for almost 200 yards last week, he had carried the ball five times for 40 yards in the first half, and Shuler, the quarterback, thanks to his 56-yard touchdown run that got Papillion La Vista South on the scoreboard, he had a total of 69 yards on his three carries in the first half. So 109 rushing. And then Shuler completed all six of his pass attempts. He's very efficient. Six for six. He was 12 for 18 last week out at North Platte. Very efficient passer. He completed those six for 97 yards and a couple of touchdowns. One of the touchdowns was a little shovel pass forward on the jet motion. Two catches for Skoger Boy for 45 yards, including that touchdown. They also had Jones out of the backfield for a 12-yard catch. Seth Allen had the other touchdown reception for Papillion La Vista South. He had 35 yards on two catches, and Mark Garza had one catch for 5 yards. And that's how things looked in the first half. Unfortunately for the Tigers, it will be Papillion La Vista South getting the ball first in the second half.
And with about 5.5 minutes here left before the start of second half action, we'll take another 2-minute break. They still need to add on the 3 minutes for the teams to get warmed up as well. So we'll take a 2-minute break and be back with more halftime right after this. It's Papillion La Vista South 22, Fremont 7, and you're listening to the Big Dog 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
That makes a life-changing difference. From specialized testing and imaging to comprehensive surgical options, including the most advanced procedures, we provide the personalized care that you expect from the Methodist name. Learn more about our heart and vascular care by visiting bestcare.org/heart. That's bestcare.org/heart. Methodist, the meaning of care.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscasters Club members for making this broadcast possible. Christensen Lumber, since 1923, it's where the pros go. Yost Law Firm, get the attention you deserve. 721-6160. Sid Dillon, you are what drives us. In Fremont, Blair, Wahoo, Lincoln. And Great Plains Communications, your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
Sid Dillon Chevrolet is the place to shop the all-new lineup of Chevys. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, including medium-duty trucks and low-cab forwards. Whatever vehicle fits your lifestyle or needs, we are here to make the purchase process easy. Visit us in Fremont or shop SidDillonChevy.com to check out our full inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles today. Chevy, find new roads.
You are what drives us, Sid Dillon.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 22-7 to Papillion La Vista South with the lead over the Tigers here at the half. We've still got about another 3 minutes, well, another 6 minutes here of the halftime report. And, Scott, what do you anticipate seeing here in the second half? Has Fremont changed anything? Offensively, they've really had some things going, just haven't been able to punch it in.
Well, I think they want to keep controlling the football. We saw in that last drive, Tigers did go three and out at the last drive, but I don't know if we take too much from that. I think Tigers might have been playing a little conservatively there, trying to keep the ball as long as they could to keep it away from that Papillion La Vista South offense, and it just didn't work out. They had the penalty that pushed him back. They had a nice completion there again, but it was just too short, and they had to punt that ball away. So, but first things first, the Fremont's going to be kicking off to start the game, and they haven't found an answer yet to this Papilio La Vista South offense. As I mentioned, they've only run 14 plays of offense, six passes and eight runs. But those plays have gone for over 200 yards, so they've had a quick play. I mean, the Tigers shouldn't be, you know, winded or anything. I mean, they haven't been on the field a lot, the Tiger defense, but they need to find an answer to slow down this Titan offense.
Weather-wise, still a beautiful night. A little bit of a breeze moving from side to side down on the field and right into the press box. And let's take a quick look at the schedule here coming up. So, Vista La Vista South here tonight. Then they'll be in action on the 1st to take on Kearney, the first home game of the season. And then on the 7th, they will travel to take on Lincoln Northeast. And then on the 15th, come back home to take on Norfolk. And the following week, Grand Island, both home games for the Tigers. So, still early in the season. Yeah, as Fremont played that week zero game, so played when a lot of teams didn't.
Yep, and that September 15th, by the way, that is homecoming. The homecoming game for Fremont this year is against Norfolk, one of their rivals, who also has won their first game of the season. They actually beat Columbus last night. Columbus was the team Fremont played last week and lost to, so that'll be a tough schedule all the way down for Fremont, and a kind of a weird schedule. They have three Thursday games this year, one at home. That one at home is later in the year against Omaha North on October 5th. That's a Thursday game against Omaha North, another really tough opponent. And a couple of Thursday games on the road will be at Lincoln Northeast on the 7th, as Isaac mentioned. And then Elkhorn South is another Thursday game on September 28th. And so just kind of weird, you know, you're used to just playing every Friday night. This year, for whatever reason, the schedule worked out, three Thursday games.
And a look at Papillion La Vista South's schedule. They will be at Papillion La Vista next week on the 1st.
Well, that'll be here. When those teams play, it'll be here at their home field anyway.
And on the 8th, they will take on Elkhorn South. On the 15th, they'll be at Omaha Burke, and then return home on the 29th to take on Omaha South. So Elkhorn South, and then Omaha South with Omaha Burke in there.
Yeah, they've got a tough schedule, too, having Elkhorn South, Omaha Burke. You know, you never know that they obviously have some good seasons, but they, later in the season they have Gretna and Bellevue West. So just a lot of really tough teams all across Class A.
And we've still got about a minute left here of the halftime report. And Scott, we talked a little bit about defensively. Tigers need to find someone to make a play to stop this Papilio South offense. But offensively, they don't really need to change anything. They need to keep doing what they're doing, but then they just need to finish those drives and get some points on the board.
Yep, and stay away from those penalties. The Tigers have had it three times, and two of the drives were hurt and stopped because of penalties. That first one, the false start on the 4th and 1, pushed them back to 4th and 6 and forced them to try a field goal instead, which they missed. And then in that last drive, they had a false start that pushed them back enough that they ended up having a 3rd and long and just weren't able to pick up the first down, had to give the ball back to Papilio La Vista South. So I think it's going to be important. For most of that first drive, we mentioned it throughout the drive, everything was positive. They didn't have runs for loss. They had short yardage, but everything was a gain until that very last false start that stopped the drive. So they've got to stay away from the mistakes if they're going to have a chance in this one.
Absolutely. This might be a very important possession right here. The Tigers are going to kick off. Papilio South is going to get the ball. If the defense can come out, make a big stop, coming out of the half, get the ball back, get some points on the board, get the momentum on their side here in the away game, that might be what they need. If Papilio South goes right down the field and scores here, I don't know if the Tigers have the firepower to come back.
Yeah, there's a good chance this game might be decided here in the first 4 to 6 minutes of this second half. Like you said, Tigers could stop them and have the ball down two scores. early in the second half, that's one thing. But if Billy La Vista South takes it down and scores another touchdown and goes up three scores, that's going to be awfully tough to come back from.
Derek Jones goes deep to return this kickoff. He's waiting for it at his own 5-yard line. 12 minutes up on the clock. The Tiger kickoff team all huddled up, and now they spread across the width of the field. Here comes Nate Jones and the Tigers to start off the second half. Alongside Scott Wagner, I am Isaac Payton, 22-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead and about ready to get the ball right here. There's the kickoff. Pops this one up. It's taken at the 10-yard line over here on the near side, as that's taken by Ben McClung. And he goes right down the sideline, cuts back into the field, down at the 40 to the 45-yard line. So a big return. They tried to kick it to one of the upbacks, and they still got a really good return on it.
Yeah, and that it is such a big difference to start at your own 20 or inside as opposed to close to midfield, as Papillion La Vista South has been able to do a few times in this game.
Yeah, so it is first down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. 11:49 to play. Just got the third quarter started. Schuler, shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to his left. Handoff up the middle into the pile into a huge hole. Around the safety out to the 40, 35, 30. Brought down at about the 26-yard line. A huge run. Derek Jones right up the middle, right through the heart of the defense.
Yeah, that hurts. First down, first play, they take it from their own 46 up to the Tiger 26, a 28-yarder.
Right back over the football, takes the snap before the chain gang even gets set. It's going to be Jones again around the left side. Another huge hole, 15-10. They're just going to watch it score. Is that two plays for the touchdown? 11:27 left to play in the third quarter. 28-7 as we await the extra point.
And just a high-powered, explosive and efficient offense is this Titan offense.
And there's a player down for Fremont near the sideline here on the Titan side. And their tendency looks like it's probably another cramp over there on the sideline.
Yeah, and that is...
I'd be impressed if you could see a number on that. I can't. There's a bunch of people around him laying on the ground, kind of facing away from us.
Yeah, can't tell who that is. But, yeah, it does look like they're dealing with a cramp issue there. Brooks Eiler over there standing next to whoever it is, hoping he's okay. Doesn't seem like they should be playing the Jeopardy music right now, but they are. But
he's getting help
able to get up, and it's Morgan Moore, it looks like. And he's limping off, but yeah, certainly a cramp there, it looks like.
Yeah, he's going off under his own power there. 28-7. Yeah, it looks like they're not even going to do the swinging gate here. They're just going to line up and kick this extra point. They'd done that swinging gate those first three times and actually went for two on that last time. And that's why they're already at 28. So looking to make it 29 here with the extra point.
Yeah, no sense in just, you know, in thinking about going for two now when you're already up one on that two-pointer they already got.
So looks like he's made his way off the field here so the officials can finish out the PAT with 11:27 left to play here in the third quarter. Tigers going to get it back, but first we had to kick the extra point. Taking their time here. There's the snap. Ball's down. Kick is up. End over end kick. Goes way out onto the track. It's up and in good. 29-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for 6 generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop. For the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank. The way banking should be. Member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs. Almost 20 years strong. Call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont. Juice for the journey.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 11:27 to play here in quarter number three. 29-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead over Fremont. There is the kickoff as we get right back down to the action on the field. The kickoff takes a tight and bounce and goes out of bounds. There's the flag from the official. So the Tigers are going to have some very good field position here to start off.
Yeah, that helps for sure. Kicking it out, not having to start at their own 20. And it looks like, just trying to see who's coming out on the field here. Looks like it's going to be Michael Dalton back in at quarterback for Fremont.
So first down and 10, ball's placed at the Fremont 35-yard line. Ball in the center of the field, trailing 29-7. Out comes the Tiger offense. Shotgun formation, a running back to either side. Dalton in there at signal caller. He'll take a snap, hands off, wanted to keep it, and tangled up in the backfield. Brooks Eiler with nowhere to go. Dalton may have kind of left it in there a little bit too long trying to read that. Maybe he should have actually pulled it. Loss of two on the carry for Eiler.
And that first drive, weren't seeing any losses on the run, but Hilly La Vista South,
his last few,
controlling the line a little bit more now.
Second down and 12, shotgun set. Dalton with two wide receivers to his left. Takes a snap. He's going to keep it and run to his left. Defender meets in the backfield. He shrugs off a couple tacklers and then finally gets pulled down. He'll lose about a yard on the quarterback keeper.
Yeah, it was a designed run all the way for the quarterback, but just nothing doing there. And, yeah, they're going to lose. Say he lost about a half yard.
So to the 32-yard line, third down, and 13. 10:22 left to play here in the third quarter.
Tigers really could use a big play here, get a first down, and keep the offense on the field.
Two wide receivers to the right and one to the left for Dalton. He'll take the snap, rolls to his right. They're coming after him. He's got three guys, and he'll be brought back at about the 18-yard line. Loss of about 15 on the sack down. You got to just get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's harder being chased by all. You had a guy coming
right
up the middle and one on either side of him.
There was nothing much he could do. I mean, it was as soon as he got the ball, they were all over him. And he just was trying to get out of it enough so he could find someone, but just not enough time.
So on fourth and a long, long ways, the Tigers will be forced to punt this one away, trailing 29-7. There's the punt, gets it away. Nice, taking it to the 50-yard line. That's where it'll be fair caught. So right at midfield is where the Titans will start off with the football. Now it looks like there's an injured Titan player, and that might be the same situation. Might be another
cramp. Yeah, looks
cramp.
Like a cramp. And Blakeman, the punt returner there, he is upset with himself because he called for a fair catch on that line drive punt, but there was nobody, I mean... By the time he caught it at the 50, nobody had gotten to the 45 yet. He had time to make a return, but luckily for Fremont, he hit fair, caught it, and they'll have it at midfield.
So we'll keep it here right now. 9:26 left to play here in the third quarter. 29-7. Papio South with the lead as they tend to an injured player down on the field. And a couple of trainers there with him.
And as we said, the game might be decided in the first 4 to 6 minutes of this half, and Tigers are in real trouble now, down three scores, and Papillion La Vista South has the ball again.
Yeah, and going back to that punt, the punt was a really nice punt, but it wasn't very high. It was kind of long, and that's what, when they say you outkicked your coverage, that's what happened. There was a long, quick kick, so if Blakeman would have caught it, that's why none of the defenders had time to get there quite yet.
Yeah, and he just didn't realize that, you know, it's tough to make that decision, split-second decision, whether to fair catch it or not, but he realized right after he should have just tried to return that one.
And they're still taking a look at him there, right, at about the Fremont 45-yard line.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's just hot. We see these cramping issues in these first games every year. And it's still 82 degrees here in Papillion.
Nice breeze, though.
The breeze is helpful, for sure. Helpful to the crowd. But it's finally supposed to get, you know, under 70 degrees tonight. So a little bit relief coming for us this weekend with highs in the low to mid-80s these next couple of days. But as of now, next Friday, of course, it's supposed to warm back up. And in Fremont next Friday, right now, it shows a high of 96 degrees on my phone for the Tigers' first home game of the season.
And after the injured party has helped off the field, first down and 10. The Pinta Vista South back over the football, leading 29-7. It's first down and 10 right on the 50-yard line. Here come the Titans. Sam Shuler, shotgun formation. He's got a wing to his left, two wide receivers to his right. Puts Derek Jones from his left to his right in the backfield with him. Takes a snap, hands it to Jones. Met in the backfield and dropped. The defense had been using that time to get ready. They charge the snap, and he'll lose yards.
Yeah, finally able to contain. That's the first negative play of the game for Papillion La Vista South. That one will go as a loss of 3.
So second down and 13. Titans backed up back on their own side of the field. 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Shotgun formation. Four wide receivers. Two either way for Shuler. Shuler takes a snap. Rolls to his right. Looking. Throws to the flat. Has a man. It's complete. Sheds the first tackler. They're able to get to him. Pick up a 5 on the catch. And I believe that was... Yep.
That was Mark Garza. That second catch of the game. Goes for 8 yards. And still perfect is the Shuler, 7-for-7 throwing the ball here tonight.
Here's a big 3rd and 5, though. Shotgun formation, two wide receivers, and a wing to the left of the formation. Shuler takes a snap, hands off right inside. Nope, he faked it. It's a pass here into the flat. Tigers are there. Can they stop him from the first down? Oh, it's going to be close. He's shoved out of bounds right near the stakes. The official looks like they're going to give it to him. Yep, first down, got just exactly what he needed, got 5 yards.
Yeah, it looked like they had a chance to tackle him just shorter and push him out of bounds, but good job by the receiver to get to the sticks.
First down and 10 at the Fremont 40-yard line. Papillion La Vista South with the lead 29-7, and the ball. Ball in the near half, shotgun set. Shuler puts a man in motion, takes a snap, handoff up the middle. Derek Jones trying to run away from a defender. He ran into a guy, then tried to change direction. He got tripped up. Someone grabbed a hold of his ankles, and so that'll be no gain on the carry.
That was a great tackle there for the sophomore Max Cooper. No gain for Jones.
Second down and 10 now for the Titans.
And Jones, who rushed for 4 touchdowns last week, 198 yards, he didn't get any of the scores in that first half. He was able to get in on the action with those 2 carries for 54 yards on their first drive of the second half.
Midway through the third quarter here, 29-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead. They're going to throw and almost intercepted. As he had the ball in his hands and then gets thrown down, but great job. That was
Gunnar Nell.
He's got his hands on it.
The freshman linebacker for Fremont getting a lot of playing time, and he almost had his first interception. It was in his hands, but then he was pushed by one of the offensive players, but still goes as a pass breakup and results in a 3rd and long here for the Titans.
3rd and long. Here's a chance for this Tiger defense to get off the field. 3 wide receivers to the right, shotgun formation. Nobody in the backfield. Now he's going to motion Derek Jones back in the backfield with him. Shuler takes a snap, drops back. Everybody in there blocking. They're got him swarm up, and they got him. A big 9-yard sack as the Tigers swarm him. He couldn't escape. They had him corralled, and that's throwing a 4th and long in a punting situation for the Titans.
And that's Ethan Peterson with a big sack for Fremont. Peterson, who led the team with 12 tackles last week, including a couple for loss, gets his gets a sack here, his first, I believe, of the season.
Back deep to return this for the Tigers is going to be Landon Sherman and Brooks Eiler. So they'll be looking to return this thing. They're at their own 15-yard line to return this punt. It's fourth and long for the Titans. 6:50 left to play here in the third quarter.
Big stop by the Tiger defense. First time they've handled Papillion La Vista South.
There's a punt. Bounces about the 23 and goes out of bounds. So the Tigers will start off first down and 10 at their own 20. Looks like they're going to spot at the 22-yard line.
So the first drive of the second half resulted in a three and out for the Tigers. We'll see if they can get anything going here on the second drive. And it is going to be the sophomore back in the game, Aiden Boboy.
So Boboy checks with coach there last second as he comes out onto the field to lead the troops.
Boboy was 3-for-3 passing in the first half, including a 9-yard passing strike to Caden Ray.
Two wide receivers to the right and two running backs, one on either side of him. Boboy takes a snap, hands off, Eiler around the right side, makes a guy miss, steps up inside, gets spun down. He'll pick up 9, maybe 10 yards.
I think he got the first.
Carry. Yep, they're going to give him 10. Good spot.
He leaped over a defender and was able to get into the field, in the open field a little bit enough, and they're going to give him 11 yards.
Great run to get this drive started. Tigers out at their 34-yard line. Ball in the near hash as they move from left to right, looking down onto the field. Tigers down 29-7 with 6:17 left to play here in the third. Shotgun formation once again. Boboy, one wide receiver either way, takes a snap, hands off. He thought about keeping it, changes his mind. Eiler gets stood up right at the line of scrimmage. He maybe got a yard on the carry.
Yeah, good job by the Titan defense up front. They're going to give him a yard there.
So it looked like an option play, and once again took just a little half a second longer to kind of read that. Maybe should have pulled it back out and kept it. Maybe that's what he was thinking.
And those are the things I think as these guys work together. You've got Boboy, just a sophomore and a quarterback. Eiler's a junior. Get those things figured out as they get more experience.
Shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the left. Takes a snap, drops straight back. He's going to throw a Boboy with some time. Looks to his running back in the flat. He gets tackled from behind. Just took too much time. He'll be dropped for about a 5-yard loss on the sack. It looked like he wanted to go to his running back out the whole time on a little swing pass there, but just didn't get the pass thrown.
Yeah, and it's a thing where he saw the running back out in the flat. He thought about throwing to him, but then he looked down the field one more time, it looked like, to see if he had to be open. But then by the time he would have wanted to go back to the running back, it was too late. And it's those things that, you know, playing ninth grade football a year ago, you maybe have the time to look down the field a little bit, but a little bit different speed here at the Class A varsity level.
Third and 14, Tigers at their own 30. Shotgun set. Four wide receivers, two to a side. In comes the rush. Steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle, intercepted at the 40-yard line. To the 35, to the 30. Someone's got to go. Someone finally does trip him up. And a little shove at the end. And there's the official, though. There's, it's getting ugly now. There's a lot of extracurricular activity going on there on that interception. There was some shoving on one side. The back behind him there was some shoving. The chirping might be going on now a little bit.
Yeah, Eiler able to make the tackle at about the 10-yard line, but then a lot of pushing and shoving afterwards.
4:33 to play here in the third. 29-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead. Frustration starting to come out a little bit.
And that time, Boboy looking for Caden Ray over the middle of the field. And the throw was a little bit off target and able to be intercepted. And they are going to give the Tigers a personal foul for that extracurricular activity after the play and give them half the distance, which is going to put the ball at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, first and goal from the 4.5-yard line. And I don't think it was just the Fremont guys. I think it was kind of everybody.
Well, it must have been started by Fremont. Apparently they're the ones who got penalized.
4:33 left to play in the third. 29-7 is your score. Shotgun formation. Papillion La Vista South on the Fremont 4-yard line. There's a quick toss out to Jones, and he'll be wrapped up. He'll pick up about a yard or two as he gets a little closer to the end zone on the toss play out to the right side.
Yeah, it looked like it might go for a loss, but he was able to eke out a yard or two. Dylan Carlson on the tackle there for Fremont.
Second and goal, 3 yards out. Hand off again. He'll go. He'll just walk right in on the left side, untouched. Derek Jones with the touchdown.
Touchdown, rushing touchdown number 6 of the season for Derek Jones, second of the day.
Here comes the extra point. 35-7 is your score. As we await on the extra point here. Christian Campbell comes set. He's going to be the one kicking this one up. Oh, it's a high snap. He's able to get it down, though. The kick is there and in time. And it's good. 36-7 is your score. Pepino Vista South with the lead. We will take a 60-second break. You're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 K2B. And we may just keep it right here for a little while longer as with 4:06 up to play in the third quarter, 36-7, the Tigers are going to need to find an answer or find someone to make a play here because at this point it's crunch time. You can't let them have another score because then it'll be a running clock. Crunch time brought to you by your Fremont Hy-Vee store. Check out Aisle Online today. When you're in a crunch, make sure to stop by your local Fremont Hy-Vee store.
Yeah, I mean, if someone looked at the score right now, if you're just tuning in, you hear, oh, it's 36-7, 4:06 left of the third. Papillion de Vista South just must have dominated them all game. But just a little over 12 minutes of game clock ago, it was 7-7. It was 7-7 with the Fremont scored with 4:36 left of the second quarter. Now we're at 4:06, 12 and a half minutes later. Papillion de Vista South has scored four more times and now lead it by 29.
Still have that breeze. Still in the mid-80s here for the field conditions. A lot of fans here sticking around for the Titans. They fill up this place pretty good. The Titan fans.
It's definitely a nice field out here at Papillion La Vista South.
Now here comes the kickoff team for the Titans. And there's the kickoff. Kind of a little squib kick taken by one of the up backs. He'll just catch it and go down at the Fremont 37, 38-yard line. So good field position for the Tigers as the offense heads back out onto the field.
That was the sophomore Landon McGee who caught the ball at the 37 and just went straight down. He could have returned that one for 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah.
Get some stats, but no, he went down. Just making sure no turnovers there. Probably the smart thing to do.
So 4:06. Left to play, zero time off the clock for him to catch that one and go down. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. First and 10 at their own 37. Two wide receivers to left. Boboy in there, quarterback, takes a quick snap, throws, complete. And a little quick route there, looks like by the tight end, picks up about 2 yards, but he's driven back immediately.
And that one went
Ray
to Ray
on
but
the reception.
His fender all over him as he was catching it, so nothing much he could do, a gain of 2.
Ball in the far hash now for the Tigers. Trailing 36-7 here with 3:40 left to play in the third. Fremont comes out over the football. One wide receiver either way, pistol set. One running back beside and one behind Bohaboy. Hayden. Takes a snap. Oh, bobbles it in the backfield. Oh, it goes right to the hands of Ray.
Eiler.
Eiler, and he's brought down. He gains a yard. Eiler, it went right through Ballboy's hands, but right to Eiler.
Who was standing right behind him.
That's just as good as a handoff.
Well, good. Actually, more efficient, to tell you the truth, but unfortunately, only able to get a one-yard gain out of it.
And actually, that's a bad spot by the official. He was up by the 40-yard line. They're going to spot it at the 39, though, so no gain on the play. According to the official who wasn't really paying close attention. Under 3 minutes to play here in the third. Tigers trailing 36-7. Bohaboy with a running back to his right. Takes a snap. It's a four-man rush looking to pass. Steps up the pocket. Spins out of a defender's hand. Stays on his feet in trouble. The defender gets up and tackles him after he makes everybody else miss. So that's a loss of about, I don't know, eight on the sack. But, boy, putting on a show back there, getting away from defenders. And the guy that missed him the first time was the one that came back and got him when he came back that way toward him.
Yeah, it was Ben Schaefer able to finally come away with the sack, the junior defensive end. I mean, Beauboy did all he could to try to elude him, but was not able to get away from him in the end.
So out comes the punt team for the Tigers with the ball on their own 31-yard line, fourth and long. A guy coming in late there on the punt team. 2 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. 36-7. There's the snap. Punts away. Another line drive kick. Bounces once. Takes the 30. Picks it up at the 25, up to the 30. Makes a guy miss. He gets out to the... Oh, he's hit. Tackled. Great open field tackle. He dropped at about the 32-yard line. So good open field tackle there. But
and that was Jackson Shutt with a nice tackle there for Fremont.
That was Ty Jelinek on the return for Papio South.
And like you said, if Papillion La Vista South scores one more time, they're going to have pushed this margin over 35 and it'll be a running clock. Tigers trying to avoid that here.
A minute 45 to play in the third. Shotgun formation. Sam Schuler moves guys around. He moves his wing to the left side of the formation. Takes a snap. Hands off Jones, middle, slips through everybody to the second level, to the 50, the 40, the 30. It's a foot race. Nobody's going to catch him. The first play puts it in the end zone. What a run by Derek Jones. A minute 32 left to play in the third.
Jones has three touchdowns in the third quarter. He was held scoreless in that first half after four touchdowns last week. But three touchdowns on his seven carries here in the third quarter.
So here comes Christian Campbell for the extra point. 42-7. Because that two-point conversion is going to add one more here. The extra point is good. So that's going to make it 43-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Schools is proud to be a sponsor of local sports. We are a Class A district serving a growing and diverse community from preschool to 12th grade while retaining an atmosphere one would expect in a small town like ours. Whether you are new to the community or your child has previously attended here, we extend our sincerest of welcomes to Fremont Public Schools. At Fremont Public Schools, we educate.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members. PB&J Welding Supply, your complete welding supply company right here in Fremont, 2635 North Broad Street. The Heritage at Shalimar Gardens, Living Better, Midland University. Schedule a campus visit and find out what it means to be a warrior. The Silver Dollar. Not everything that glitters is gold, but we're pretty sure it's probably silver. At the Silver Dollar, 18th and Bell Streets in Fremont. Lou Sporting Goods and Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple. Delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction. Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955.
The right chiropractic care can play an important part in your overall health. Dr. Troy Brainerd at Brainerd Chiropractic can help you develop a plan that will work for you. He sees people of all ages this time of year who may have just started working out again, or maybe you were working in the garden, or moving a heavy box and tweaked your back. Brainerd Chiropractic can help you stay young and healthy with the right chiropractic care and a stretching program that will work. Call 727-8668 today or stop in to 1410 North Bell. Brainerd Chiropractic.
Chiropractic.
We'll take this time out to recognize our Sportscaster Club members, such as Blue Sporting Goods and Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand-name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple, delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction. Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. And Great Plains Communications, your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
And we are back. Darius Bell on the carry there for a two-yard gain for the Tigers. Before that, it was Brooks Eiler on the return. The Tigers have the ball first down and 10, or excuse me, second down and 8 on their own 26-yard line, but they trail Pinta Vista South 43-7, 18 seconds on the clock as we get ready to finish out the third quarter. Let's see if the Tigers, they break the huddle and come out over the football. Let's see if they try to run one last play here quick to finish out the third. Shotgun formation. It's Bohaboy in there, a quarterback, a running back to his left. He'll take the snap, gets the quick pass out into the flat. It's incomplete, thrown a little bit too low. As the clock goes to zero, let's make sure that is the end of the third quarter. There are no flags or anything as they're checking to the sideline to run a play. But that's the quarter. Yep. And with three quarters in the books, it's 43-7. The Pinta Vista South with the lead over Fremont. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Fremont Hy-Vee is proud to sponsor local sports, and they know that you fans love your meat. Hy-Vee has all your favorites at the best prices right now. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve Steaks, always low prices on your favorite flavor of brats, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, chicken grillers, America's pork chops for the grill, and the best cuts of salmon and seafood. Shop online right now. Go to Hy-VeeIslesOnline.com and place that order. Your Fremont Hy-Vee, proud to be a part of local sports. Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At InsproIns.com on the web.
And we are back with the fourth and final quarter of play. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. Pinta Vista South with the lead over Fremont, 43-7, 12 minutes back up on the clock. It's second down and 8 for the Tigers.
Should be third.
Yeah, should be third. The scoreboard says second, but that was an incomplete pass after a two-yard run. They're coming after him. It's a pass this time. It's a screen pass. It's caught. He's looking for some running room and may have found it. Skins around a few defenders. Has the first down out past the 35, so about the 36-yard line. So the screen pass is complete from Bohaboy to Eiler, and that will move the chains. The offense stays out.
Yeah, it's the second time we've seen a screen play to Eiler there that on a big third down that results in a first down, so nice play there.
11 and a half minutes left to play in this one. Running clock 43-7. Ball on the far hash. First down and 10. Tigers at their own 35-yard line. The back of the football touching the yard line there as he looks to throw. Has some time. Throws back the other way. It's complete.
It's Ray.
Right side. Caden Ray down the far sideline. He'll get tackled by one of the safeties back there. Gain of quite a bit, about 21 yards for number 21.
Yeah, Ray coming across the field, and the defender went for the interception and missed, and that allowed Ray to have some running room after he caught that one. We go from the Fremont 35 up to the Papillion La Vista South 44. That'll be a 21-yarder.
First down and 10, Tigers on the far hash. Offense having some success here early in the fourth quarter. Pistol formation. Bohaboy takes the snap. Hands off right side. Nope, he's still got a play-action pass. Rolls to his left. Has a man. It's complete. He'll pick him about 8 yards on the completion as he's able to get that. I think that was that similar play we saw before as he gets it to Max Cooper.
You have a nice play for Cooper, the fullback out of the backfield. Good for 8 yards on first down.
Second down and 2 now for the Tigers, and they went from the far hash to the near hash as they move from right to left.
And Bo Boys completed his last three passes again now.
Second and short. Ball on the 36-yard line of Papio South. Shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the right. Aiden takes his throw, bobbles the snap again, hands it off to Bell. Just in the nick of time, Bell stiff arms the defender, has the first down, keeps those feet churning. Takes off several guys to finally bring him down, but he'll pick up about six or so on the carry. But good, tough running there by Zavarius Bell.
Yeah, not a good snap, but a great job by Bowboy to get the ball and get it right to Bell. It was a smooth transition there from him getting the ball on the rough snap and getting it right to Bell for a 7-yard gain.
Zavarius Bell, just a junior. Brooks Eiler, a junior. And there's going to be a timeout taken by the Tigers. We'll do the same with your score 43-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead. We'll take just a 30-second break. We'll be back with more action right after this. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
This is Chuck Johansson, President and CEO of RVR Bank. Many of you knew us as First State Bank and Two Rivers Bank. Well, I'm excited to announce our new bank name. We are now RVR Bank, where relationships matter, values guide us, and providing financial results is our mission. Same people, same local ownership, RVR is your bank. Find us in Fremont, Arlington, Blair, and online at rvr.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 9:25 left to play here in this 29-yard line. Shotgun formation. Bowboy. He'll take the snap. And he's looking to throw. Steps up. Who has some space, has some time. Throws to the corner. Has a man open, but just under threw him at about the 10-yard line. And that's going to be an incompletion. They just need a little more on that one. That was intended for Caden Ray over on that far corner.
Definitely a nice route run by Ray there. He was wide open. Just short-armed that ball a little bit, did Bowboy. And Felix, as he continues to grow at this quarterback position, that's a throw he's going to make down the road more often than not.
That incompletion will bring up second down and 10 now for the Tigers. Ball in the near hash as they move from right to left, looking down on the field. Those white jerseys and black helmets come set over the football. Three wide receivers to the right. Shotgun set. Bowboy takes a snap. They're coming after him. He's met in the backfield. He was going to be sacked for a loss. Thrown down as they're able to get to him.
Yeah. Big sack there for
Barrett Gurley.
Yep. And that one's a killer because
that was big.
It's a big loss. Loss of about 10.
That's going to bring up third down and about 20 now for the Tigers with 8:14 left to play here in the fourth quarter.
It'll bring up third and 20 from the 39-yard line.
Tigers taking their time breaking the huddle here. Just 5 seconds on the play clock. They might need to get lined up and get going here. 2-1. They're going to have a delay of game.
Yep.
So it's going to back them up 5 more. Nope, they're going to...
They did get the timeout.
So they used the timeout instead. 7:48 left to play here in the fourth quarter. 43-7. Papillion La Vista South with the lead. We'll take again just a 30-second break. We'll be back with the conclusion of this one. Right after this, you're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 K2B.
Hi, Sean Callahan here for Tommy's Express Car Wash on East 23rd in Fremont. Have you given the Unlimited Tommy Club a try? Just download the Tommy's Express app, and guess what? When you download it now, you get your first month free. That's the Tommy Club. Keeping your car clean every day, wash as many times as you want each month. The Tommy Club starts at just $24.99 per month. Sign up today at Tommy's Express Car Wash in Fremont.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 7:48 left to play in this one. Papillion La Vista South with the lead over Fremont, 43-7 as we get back to the action down on the field. The Tigers offense looking at a third and 20 from the Papio South 39-yard line. Shotgun formation. Bowboy in there at signal caller, takes a snap, drops right back, looks to throw, steps up the pocket, heaves one over the middle, has a man tipped up once, and incomplete, almost landed back into the arms of the intended wide receiver. Ooh,
that was Nate Jones.
Was it Jones? It was Jones, deep right down the center of the field, And again, just another little oomph on that ball, and that could have been a huge touchdown.
Yeah, pass. Jones had him beat, but the throw, it was underthrown a bit. And I do see a penalty flag down there on the field now.
Against Fremont, it looks like, as he steps off the distance. Oh, now he forgot to do all the steps.
He started. Or now they might be talking about whether they're declining the penalty.
Which on 3rd and 20, that's probably the right call. So making it more
they're taking
you
it.
Can. No. 7:37.
The 5-yard penalty. I didn't see what the call was.
I don't think he announced it. He just started walking off. So then I thought he was going to announce it. He's like, oh, I forgot to announce it. Then he started talking to their coach.
So instead of 4th and 20, it'll be 3rd and 25.
7:20. Left to play in the ball game, 43-7. Bethune Vista South with the lead. Tigers with the ball, third and a long, long way. Boa Boy takes a snap. It's a four-man rush. Has some time. Throws one out into the flat and just couldn't get it to his intended target.
That was Ray over
Ray
there.
Over
again.
There. Caden yep, Caden Ray. Didn't really have a chance to catch up to that one. We'll bring up fourth down and we'll bring out the punt team. With 6:56 left to play here. And because of the running clock, the incompletion, they're still just going to continue to run the clock here.
Dix, the punter, has had a got a pretty good game from that position. A lot of good punts here.
Two guys back deep to return this punter, waiting at their own 10-yard line. There's the snap. There's the punt. Line drive of a punt. Bounces at the... Well, out of bounds at about the 15. Oh, and there's some contact going on there after the whistle. No call from the official, though. So first down and 10. The Titans get the ball back. 6:17 left to play. Titans leading 43-7.
We'll see if the Titans, and it looks like their starting quarterback is done for the day. Sam Schuler just took his helmet off. They had a close game last week, so they didn't really weren't able to get their backups in, but now they've got a backup quarterback in.
I can't tell who it is. Two wide receivers, handoff, left side. Gets around the corner, picks up about 3 yards on the handoff.
And the quarterback is Grant Beckenhauer. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 180.
5.5 minutes left to play here in this one.
Max Cooper and Cole Hazen in on the tackle.
It looks like Ben McClung is in there at running back. He's a junior, 165-pounder. So Beckenhauer takes a snap, looking to throw. Rolls to his right. No one's open for him. Still has some time. Makes a defender miss. Now he's going to tuck it and run, and he reaches forward and picks up maybe a yard or two on the scramble. Good job. Good coverage downfield by the Tiger defense.
34, Max Cooper. Another tackle there by the sophomore Max Cooper.
Under 5 minutes to play now. Third down and 5. Beckenhauer, shotgun formation. 4 wide receivers, 2 either way. Takes a snap, drops back, looking to throw. Tigers with a 3-man rush. Oh, those 4. Oh, overthrew his intended target way down the field. That's going to bring up fourth down.
And so the Tiger defense is going to get the ball back for their offense one more time here.
Yep, Tyler Miller was the intended target there for the Titans. 4:20 left to play here in this one, 43-7. Papillion-La Vista South with the lead as they get ready to punt this one off. The Tigers will get it back here. Two guys back deep to return it, back at their own 44-yard line.
That's Charles Richmond, along with Landon Sherman out there, punt return duties.
So get this punt away, chasing it down, makes a catch. Nope, hit him right in the chest and bounces out of bounds. So still going to be Fremont ball, but that was dangerous. That was Sherman back there.
Yeah, luckily he was right at the sideline, so no harm done as it just bounced off and went right out of bounds.
3.5 minutes left to play. Clock continuing to tick down. 43-7. Papillion-La Vista South with the lead. Tigers coming out over the football.
And it's going to be Will Schleicher another sophomore, 5'11", 150-pound sophomore now in at quarterback for Fremont.
A lot of substitutions coming in and out there for
Andrew Lockhart, hustling in, the senior in at offensive line.
There's another one. I better be careful. I mean, they can't break the huddle. They broke the huddle with not enough guys.
Only 4 seconds now on the play clock.
Oh, no. Schleicher needs to snap it. He does. I think he got it off. Hands it off around the right side. Runs right into a defender. No gain really on the play. That time on the carry was Drew Carlson, a sophomore running back.
And they're going to give him 1 yard on that carry. And another Titan is down with what appears to be cramps.
That will stop the clock with 2:45 play. 43-7. The Pinnacle South with the lead over. Oh, we'll keep it right here as they tend to the injured Titan down on the field. Make sure to keep it tuned right here after the game for our post-game show. We'll talk with Coach Wynott and get his thoughts on tonight in the coach's corner. And of course, hand out our drive of the game.
And as we have a little bit of time, I will let you know some upcoming Fremont events. Tennis had their first invite today in Lincoln. Haven't seen how that went yet, but they've got a duel at home on Monday against Lincoln East. Golf team went to Kearney today. Haven't heard results from that yet either. Again, the volleyball team is 1-0. They won last night against Columbus at home. They'll head to a tourney at Omaha North tomorrow, where they'll play 3 matches there. And they're the number one seed in that tourney, so they're looking to have a chance of winning that tournament. And if they do, they would head back home on Tuesday with a 4-0 record. We'll see how that goes. But they're going to be back at home Tuesday against Lincoln North Star, so come out to the Baugh Tuesday night if you want to see the exciting volleyball team in action. And the softball team, you can catch them at home on Monday as they'll play Bellevue East. The softball team is off to a 5-1 start. They're going to be in Blair tomorrow for a tournament.
And the injured player, it is up. He needs some assistance to get him off the field, but looks like they're going to get him to the sideline there as the Tigers break their huddle and come out over the football. Second down and 9. Ball at their own 48-yard line. Again, 43-7. Papillion of Vista South with the lead. Shotgun formation. Schleicher in there at quarterback. He fakes the handoff, keeps himself, stiffs arm a defender in the backfield, but he'll be brought down as the defender held onto him and pulls him down for a loss of about 3.
Yeah, tried to stiff arm the defender, but that was Kendall Wickwire, the 180-pound senior, able to bring him down.
So that's going to bring up 3rd down, and we'll call it 12. 2 minutes left to play in the ballgame. Taking their time coming out of the huddle. Looks like Easton Sizek coming out of the huddle and off the field. So Will Schleicher, shotgun formation, a running back to either side. Hands off right side and runs right into a defender. And that's Drew Carlson again on the carry for Fremont. And that's going to bring up 4th down. Let's see if the offense maybe just runs a play here with a minute 38 left to play in this one.
And they're going to get Carlson got a couple yards back there. And it looks like they will run another play. No,
they're bringing a bunch of guys out.
Bring the punt team on.
So the Tigers to punt this one away. 3 guys all kind of drop back for the Titans. 67 seconds left to play in this one. There's the punt. Nice high punt over the far end of the field. It's caught and tackled immediately. Great open field tackle. Who was that?
And that was Jackson Shutt again.
Jackson Shutt.
He's made some good tackles the first couple of weeks on special teams.
He was right there, yeah. 48 seconds left to play in this one. Might have one more offensive play for Punta Vista South before this one is in the books.
Yeah, it looks like probably time for one play for Papillion La Vista South with this running clock. That'll probably be it.
28, 27, 26 on the clock. They're not even coming out onto the field yet. Play clock's down to 17. 19, 18, 17 on the game clock. 13:12, so the play clock's going to expire before the game clock will. So
they're just going to take the delay of game, but the clock will. Well, doesn't it stop on a penalty?
I think just until they reset the ball, though.
Oh, yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
I think everyone
stop it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the Tigers care too. Although some of the players wouldn't have minded getting another play in.
They're going to make them play. They're making them play. 2 seconds on the clock. The official says no. They had lined up. The rest of the teams on the sideline had all lined up, ready to go. They're going to make them take the knee here.
Yep. Make them lose a yard or two on their rushing stats after the 5-yard penalty they incurred.
They do here. Hoping for the hook and ladder again.
Just to show them, they just roll the ball down the field. So the starting quarterback back in, he's going to be the one to take the loss of yardage on the kneel down.
And that will do it on the kneel down. So when the clock goes to zero, 43-7 is your final. Papillion of the South gets the win here at home against the Tigers. We will take a 2-minute break and be back with the post-game show right after this. You're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 to 1340 KHUB.
He started mowing her lawn every Sunday to earn money for his first car. She needed the help, and when money got tight, he kept doing it for free. So he never saved enough to buy that car for his 16th birthday. But it didn't matter, because she gave him the classic parked in her garage. Do the right thing, and good things happen. That's why we're not just a bank in Nebraska. We're Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Without our Sportscaster Club members, this broadcast wouldn't be possible. So thank you to Pruce Excavation, providing earthwork solutions for 45 years. Call 402-693-2517. Sawyer Construction, Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. Tommy's Car Wash, keep it clean, Fremont. Weiss Plumbing, call Fremont's Finest at 721-6908. Fremont Electric, superior electrical service for more than 45 years. J&R Concrete, commercial, industrial, residential, visit jnrcc.com.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro, INS.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner as the clock goes to zero. The final 43-7. Papillion of the South gets the win over Fremont. We're joined with Coach Wynot here in the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, with three convenient locations in Fremont. And Coach, talk a little bit about tonight's game. We started right there, controlled that ball in the first half.
And came out really pretty strong against a really good football team. They scored, put 41 up last week at North Platte, and awfully physical team with really good speed. You saw it tonight. But we started the game. Thought we had a good game plan, executed it really well. It's hard to have the ball for 9 minutes in high school football and just keep, you know. But we did it the hard way, 3 yards at a time, and got a couple penalties that put us behind the chains, and unfortunately came up empty, but kind of kept hanging in there. And, you know, I think we kind of got worn down. They hit big plays. We didn't answer and kind of had to do some things we really isn't what we do best, and it just kind of snowballed and went south on us.
I mean, we were saying if if someone just looks at the score and sees it was 43-7, well, they, you know, Fremont got dominated. But it was 7-7 with under 5 minutes to go in that first half. We were hanging right in there. Talk a little bit about Aiden Beauboy coming in, just a sophomore, threw that touchdown pass to finish that scoring drive.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job coming in a tough situation, and Michael did a great job and leading us on that drive, first two drives. But the plan was to come in, and with the short week of practice, a little bit altered week of practice with the heat, we knew that getting tired was going to be a possibility, and Michael starts on D, so we were going to go with Aiden on the third series, and that's how it played out, and he did a nice job, and we think that he can be a good one down the road.
Yeah, great to have a second quarterback when your starter's really needed on defense, for sure.
So it's kind of loud up here. They got their DJ playing some music up here. So.
Yeah.
But it's a great atmosphere, isn't it? I mean, they do a really good job in a beautiful place. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk a little bit about defensively. What were you trying to do to stop them? It looks like they were able to get some passes, had some quick speed. What was the plan defensively?
Well, they spread you out, and they got speed everywhere. On the perimeter last week in North Platte, they just threw an 80-yard go route right at the bat, and kid just ran by everybody at North Platte. So you got to give them space, but when you give them space, you create big cushions, and that kind of opens up some running lanes. And they're about a 50-50 throw and run team. Their quarterback does
really
a good
balanced job.
They're electric on offense. And defense, they just attack. They attack. They're big up front. Nose guard was 6'4", 315. They want to spill you. They want you to have to go outside. And with that speed, it makes it very tough in some situations. So,
absolutely. It looked like the plan was to try to run as much as possible, and that was working early on. What were you doing to create those holes for those guys that we didn't really see as much last week, but this week it seemed like...
Well, we got better in a week, you know, and like I said, last week, you know, we had three new offensive linemen, two tight ends that were new. We got a sophomore fullback, in addition to Brooks Eilers. Was good. Him and Devarius, I think, complement each other pretty well.
Good one,
and,
too.
And both run very hard, and so that was encouraging there, too. And then our margin for error is not very big. I mean, you know, we had a great route for a touchdown. We just missed somebody here late.
Yeah.
You know, so those things, we've got to keep working on and be positive. And that's all you can do is try to get better every week. And I thought we got better. I thought we got tired. And then things snowballed on us. But next week it's Kearney, arguably the best of the two teams we've played. They're gonna be a handful. But I know our kids will work hard and prepare hard.
The home game for us next week. What do we take away from this game? Looking ahead to Kearney.
Well, we got to see. I know Dalt went out with a hand. I don't know. We haven't heard yet. Morgan Moore went out. I hope it's only leg cramps. So we'll see. We'll see what the diet. You need everybody healthy. With a lot of guys playing two ways, we hope for cooler weather. But I don't know if that's going to happen. But
looks like it's going to get cooler and warm back up
just in time
for the game. Yeah.
I know we'll play hard, and we prepared hard, and I think you saw at the beginning of the game we did a great job. And then, it's cliche or excuses however you want to say it, but we you just got worn down. You can just and that makes it tough. But I know our kids will compete hard, and we just got to keep working to get better.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you being here. Thanks, guys.
Coach Wynon joining us up here in the Coach's Corner as we move things forward here in the post-game show. Again, the final 43-7. Papilla Vista South gets the win here at home over the Tigers. Fremont, as we mentioned, will be in action again next week at home as we take on Kearney, and then we'll travel to Lincoln Northeast the following week. And, Scott, I think you've got some of the stats here for us.
Yeah, we can run through some of them. The Papilla Vista South ended with 338 yards of total offense after 206 in the first half. They rushed for 228 yards in this one, passed for 110. And in the second half, after the 22-7 lead at halftime, I don't have the full stats, but the second half was kind of the Derek Jones show as he rushed it seven times in that second half, but three of them were for touchdowns, and he had a total of 123 yards in that second half after 40 in the first half, so 163 yards on the day for Derek Jones. And they didn't need to throw the ball much there in the second half as they were able to add to that lead. For the Tigers, had ended up with 157 yards of offense, 109 passing, 48 rushing after they had 65 yards rushing in the first half. The second half ended officially with negative 17, but that's due to the sacks. They had some really sacks for big losses, and that affects your rushing stats, so that hurt them a little bit. But Brooks Eiler was able to, he ended the day with about 50 yards rushing. Devarius Bell with about 25 or so. And again, they were able to run the ball real efficiently in that first half. And then, of course, they got to the running clock and not a lot of plays there toward the end. But yeah, so tough one here. But again, some good things to take away. I do think Coach is right. They improved a lot, especially offensively, from week one to week two. And that's all you can ask. Keep improving.
Absolutely. Again, your final 43-7, Pepino Vista South with the win. You are listening to the post-game show brought to you by Skin Envy. Let Skin Envy Dermatology get you the skin your friends will envy. Call 402-936-6198 and FNBO, the great big small bank, recognizing all the big and small things important to you for over 165 years, member FDIC. And we'll go ahead and move things along here to the drive of the game brought to you by Sid Dillon. You are what drives us in Fremont, Blair, Wahoo, and Lincoln. It's got the drive of the game.
Well, the drive of the game for Fremont was certainly their touchdown drive in the second quarter. It was another long drive after their long drive in the first quarter. The one in the second quarter, they held the ball from the start of the second quarter until they scored the touchdown with 4 minutes and 36 seconds. So about a 7.5 minute drive there after their 9.5 minute drive in the first half that resulted in points. But anyway, this one tied up the score at 7 with just under 5 minutes to go before halftime. The Tigers were right there in it, but things just kind of snowballed, like as Coach said, as Papillion Vista South was able to get two late touchdowns and add three more in the third quarter.
Yeah, tough one tonight for the Tigers. Injury report brought to you by Brainerd Chiropractic. Get back in the game with Dr. Troy Brainerd and Brainerd Chiropractic. Call 727-8668. Sounded like Michael Dalton may have hurt his hand a little bit.
We didn't really know about that, so hopefully, yeah, they need him back next week. And other than that, it just was looking like mostly cramping issues. Hopefully that is the case.
And way more cramping issues tonight, I felt like, than last week.
Yeah, and it was hot last week, too, but I mean, it might be even a little more this week. But, yeah, I mean, there were. We didn't see a lot of that last week, but both teams all over the field with cramps. So, but, yeah, hopefully nothing more than that, and hopefully Tigers can get Michael Dalton back next week.
Absolutely. Scott, any final thoughts for you?
Well, just like you said, they improved a lot week one to week two. I think that Papillion-La Vista South, most people would feel, is a stronger team than Columbus, but offensively Fremont was able to move the ball better this week than they did against Columbus. And as he said, they got an even tougher matchup coming next week, possibly with Kearney coming to Fremont. So things aren't going to get easier, but all you can look for is for Fremont to keep working hard, keep improving. Got a really young team, just keep gaining that experience.
Yep, absolutely. Again, next week, Kearney at home for the Tigers. That will do it for us. Signing off from Papillion-La Vista South alongside Scott Wagner. I am Isaac Payton. A big thank you to Jenna in the booth. Awesome job. And again, the final. Papillion-La Vista South gets the victory 43-7 over the Tigers. That will do it for us. Signing off. Thanks for listening to us tonight. You're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.